On the first day of camp, a counselor came over to me to show me his tefillin, particularly his ritzuos, and they were peeling. It looked like they were peeling very similar to the way skin would peel after a sunburn, like little pieces coming off. It was like a very thin clear or maybe a light gray layer that was coming off in little pieces. His ritzuos were still black underneath. They were black and black ritzuos. They were double-sided ritzuos. It was through and through. So he wanted to know if that was okay. I couldn't think of what the problem was. The ritzuos were still black, but I was curious. What is this that it's peeling off, that his ritzuos were peeling off? And then when we had these zuchus to go to Camp Aguda to visit Rav Yisrael Reisman, so I had an opportunity to schmooze with him for just a couple of minutes after he spoke to the Chevra. So he asked me if I ever looked into the issue of the peeling ritzuos. And he indicated that he thinks it's a very big problem. So he asked that when we visit Rav Reuven Feinstein, our next stop on the trip, that I ask Rav Reuven what he holds about the issue of the peeling ritzuos. So I got to Rav Reuven a little bit before the rest of you guys, because I was driving my own car, and I asked Rav Reuven, and he didn't seem to be familiar with the issue, but at least that got me thinking again that there is something here with peeling ritzuos. Then I was informed that a very chashva young Talmud Chacham, Rav Daniel Kleinman, who is, if you ever use Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky's Svarim, the Kovetz Halachos, Rav Daniel Kleinman is one that wrote all of those Svarim. He's a very chashva young Talmud. I say young, he's younger than me. I mean, he's a mamish, a superstar. And he's the one that worked also on Rav Henkin's writings. He learned in Yeshiva Philadelphia for like many, many years, so he became very close to Shmuel Kamenetsky, but somehow he also became very close with Rav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damo, and worked together with him on Rav Henkin's writings. So anyway, Daniel Kleinman apparently recently made a very big push that most ritzuos out there on the market are pasul. And he spoke with many Gedolei Aposkim, both in America and Eretz Yisrael, and he made his case. And he says that most agreed with him. He says Rav Shmuel and Rav Forsheimer from Lakewood, Rav Israel Orbach, Rav Moshe Sturmbach. He said when he showed it to Rav Sturmbach, Rav Sturmbach said, yeah, but that would never happen on Eidah Haredes, Ritzuos. And he then showed him, look, here's an Eidah Haredes Ritzua, and he peeled the thing right off. And he said that it is a problem. So the question is, what's going on over here? Do we all have to get our Ritzuos changed? Is there some sort of brand of Ritzuos that you need? Is that this is actually true? So fair warning, that was just the introduction. This is going to be more than a 10-minute Alach Hashir. It took a little bit of research to figure out what's going on over here. So first of all, what changed? Meaning, why were Ritzuos always good, and now all of a sudden they're not so great, or apparently they start peeling. People's ritzuos never peeled before, so Rabbi Kleinman says that until about 19, 20 years ago, they used a certain type of paint, but apparently regulations change in terms of what type of paint you can use and what the ingredients can be in the paint, and the new paint was not so beautiful. It was dull, it would crack easily, it would sometimes even rub off, and therefore they started to make some sort of shiny coating on the ritzuos to make it look nice and to be sort of a sealant so that the paint doesn't rub off. It probably is not a separate coating, but an ingredient that they added to the paint to give it like a glean so that and to give it like a natural sealant so that the paint doesn't rub off. Some others have suggested that it's possible that the method of processing leather has changed, and most of our leather is maybe not collate the dye properly. The dye doesn't get absorbed properly into the leather. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's true or what the metzius is. Someone else suggests they started incorporating plastic into the paint. That seems to be motzi laz on honest ritzua machers. Not plastic. They started incorporating some sort of sealant as part of the ingredient of the paint. So the question is, what exactly does this mean for us? So first of all, what's the metzius? So it seems to be that there are three types of metzius that can happen. Three types of situations where things are peeling off of your ritzuos that may not all be the same. One metzius is that the peeling happens in very small pieces, and that which comes off seems to be clear. It doesn't seem to be black at all. It's just like a clear sealant over the ritzuos. A second type of metzius is the same as the first, except that which comes off seems to be black. And sometimes when the black comes off, when the shiny black part comes off, the ritzua underneath it is not a black ritzua. Sometimes it is a black ritzua, especially if you have the double black ritzuas, then it's black through and through. So no matter how much comes off, it's always going to be black underneath it. In my first sefer, I have a discussion about the double black ritzuas and whether that's appropriate or not appropriate. I mean, certainly kosher. There's a question of whether it's the right thing to do or not. Okay, then the third type of metzius is that the black of the ritzua seems like an entirely separate piece that peels right off of the ritzua. So Rabbi Kleinman says that often what looks like category two, where it's just a little bit of black peeling off, he says it seems like it's just a little bit peeling off, but if you take a knife and you really get it started, you can actually peel all the black right off of the ritzua. So that's what he claims the metzius is very, very often. Rabbi Reuven Mendelwitz, who I go to on all Safros issues, the author of Inside Stam, and a tremendous mumcha in this area, he adamantly disputes that metzius. He says that is not true. That most of the time, you cannot just peel the black of the ritzua off. If you could, it might be a problem, but most of the time, that is not the case, that you could just peel the black of the ritzua off. So what's the problem? What would the issue be? So depending on the metzius, there could be several potential issues, and in each case, we would have to discuss whether it's a problem before it peels, or a problem only after it starts peeling. I mean, if I'm looking at my ritzuas and they're not peeling and they look fine, do I have to be concerned? So the client says, yes, you have to be concerned. If they're at all shiny, then you need to be concerned. Whereas Rabbi Mendelwitz adamantly insists that you do not have anything to be concerned about. So what exactly is the... But once it starts peeling, maybe then I should be concerned. Maybe I have to see how it peels. So what are the issues? So it seems that there are three issues that people bring up when they discuss peeling ritzuos. Two of them are actually issues. One of them is just a word that people use, but it's not really an issue. So I'm just going to mention all three, just in case you hear discussions. You should be familiar with what is and is not an issue. First issue, which is a real issue, is whether the ritzuos are considered to be black ritzuos. If all they have is a layer of black on top of them, is the ritzua actually black? Maybe you have a brown ritzua, which just happens to have a layer of black on it. Meaning, if I put a black piece of paper down on this shtender is not black. It just has a black piece of paper on top of it. So maybe this is like a black piece of paper on top of the ritzua. That's nothing. There's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, the Gemara Menachos Av Lamed Hei, tells us that ritzuos have to be black. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim whether batim have to be black. Batim might not have to be black, but the ritzuos absolutely have to be black. That's Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. So maybe the peeling paint makes it that the ritzuos aren't really black because they have an external layer on them. They're not inherently black. So that would certainly not be an issue if you have the double black ritzuos. I mean, if that's what you're concerned about, you have all the peeling you want, your ritzuos are still going to be black if you have the ritzuos that are black through and through, that have been so soaked in the ink that they're totally black through and through. If the black peels off because they're made, on the flip side, if the black peels off because they're made by taking a black piece of plastic and steaming it on to brown straps, like some ganavim were trying to do and sell ritzuos like that, where you could just easily find the edge and just peel the whole thing right off of it, that's a problem. That is probably not a black ritzua. That's just a ritzua with a black piece of paper on top of it. That is not a black ritzua. Where it gets tricky is if it's a klita problem, meaning you did put black ink on it, but you're not sure if the ink got absorbed into the ritzua, or if somehow the properties of the ink or the properties of the leather are such where the ink is just sitting on top of the ritzua, even though you painted it on the way you would paint anything else. So is that okay? So Rav Friedlander, who was the most respected name in the world of Stam, he was Rav Eliashiv's right-hand man when it came to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. Rav Friedlander said in the name of Rav Eliashiv that kol zman, that the paint is still there, it's definitely kosher. There's no din that the tseva has to get into the ar. The din is you have to paint the ritzuos so that they're black. But there's no din that it has to be kolate, that it has to be absorbed into the ar and not be able to be removed like a piece of plastic would be able to be removed. Certainly, though, if it's already peeled off, that would be a problem because then you're left without black ritzuos, right? That would be a problem. Mishum Brura in Siman Lamed Beis Sivkot and Kuf Pei Hei writes, talking about batim, but he writes, Vashachrus Tov Yosef Shia Bitseva Shachar Shein Bo Mamish Klal. Best is if the blackness has none of its own substance to it, it just gets absorbed into that which we are painting. That's filling you shorim rak bechazusa bialma. That the tefillin should be black just in terms of what it looks like, but there shouldn't be a black layer over your tefillin. He writes though, bimin glantz sheyef sharliklof. If you blacken it with some type of glaze, I don't know, glantz is not really glaze, but some type of lacquer or something that you cannot peel off. Even though you might be able to get little pieces off at a time, but you can't peel it off, then we should not be machmir b'di'evit. So it sounds like Mishra is talking about exactly this. If you see it starts to peel off of your ritzuos a little bit, like a peeling sunburn, then it would not be something you have to be machmir b'di'evit, but it's not ideal. Ideally, you'd want it to be part of the actual ritzua itself. Mishnah Berurah says that a coating that comes off of the, he's talking again about batim, is a problem because there's a din that batim need to be exposed to the air, right? There's a different halacha that you dafka have by batim that you don't have by ritzuos. So you can't necessarily take everything he says by batim and apply it to ritzuos, meaning having an extra coating on top of batim is you know, that's why we have a hole in the cover of our shell yad, because the batim are supposed to be exposed to the outside environment. By ritzua, there's no such halacha that exists. So maybe it's not that, you know, the discussion of batim is a little bit different. So anyway, so that's one issue. One issue is, are your ritzuos actually black? So again, like we said, if it just peels off easily and it was just some ganav that steamed a piece of plastic onto your ritzua, then of course your ritzuos are not black, your ritzuos are pasul. But I remember we had someone come to our shul once to check tefillin, but not the way you think. Normally they check tefillin, you're opening up, checking the partials. These people were just checking that someone had paid for them to come to check to make sure that your ritzuos were still black, that your batim was still black, that your ritzuos were thick enough, that you were wearing your tefillin properly, you put them on the right place on your head. It was a nice service to do. And I remember they took one guy's ritzuos, they took a look at it, and they just peeled the whole thing right off. It was obviously just a pasul ritzua. But if it was done with real paint, where it peels off slowly, even if it peels, if it might peel off slowly, that lechora would not pasul the ritzua. The second issue is, do we consider it a... and by the way, you know, when the Mishnah Berurah says if it's efshar liklof, then it's a problem. I don't know if he means efshar liklof by taking a knife and scraping and scraping and scraping until you get to the point where you have what to grab and then you're able to peel. He might mean efshar liklof just like that, meaning if it's more difficult to peel it off and it's just coming off in pieces, maybe the Mishnah Berurah would think that that's fine as well. Now, the second issue that's not an issue, but people use the term, is chatzitza. The reason people use the term is because they say that when this issue first came up a few years ago, they asked Rav Eliyashiv, and Rav Eliyashiv used the phrase, kol na'oso eino chotzeitz, that anything that's meant to beautify is not a chatzitza. So Rabbi Kleinman says, I have no idea what that means. There's no issue of chatzitza over here. He wasn't addressing the issue. So Rav Morgenstern, who was another one of Rav Eliyashiv's inner circle, said that when Rav Eliyashiv said, kol na'oso eino chotzeitz, he was using a melitza, it was an expression. He was just trying to say it's kosher, that it's something that beautifies the tefillin, but it's part of the tefillin. It's not considered external to the tefillin. Why is it a chatzitza not an issue? Because there's no din that you can't have a chatzitza between the outside of your tefillin and the air outside of it, right? The din of chatzitza by tefillin is between the bottom of the strap and your arm, the bottom of the strap and your head. There's no such din of chatzitza. So there's no way that Rav Eliyashiv meant real chatzitza. It wouldn't make sense to say that chatzitza is an issue over here. In fact, in Mayam Ratzos, when Rabbi Reisman raised this issue and asked me if I had ever looked into it, so I said, a chatzitza issue? It can't be a chatzitza. Like, it's the only thing that came to mind, because that's all I knew about, right? I couldn't imagine anything else. Now, but let's get to the core issue. The real issue is the third issue, and that is the issue of tzipui. In Rabbi Kleinman's view, this is absolutely the primary issue. The concern is that whenever there's any coding on a cheftza shel mitzvah, the coating becomes the ikker, and it's as if the mitzvah is totally batel. That when you coat something with a foreign substance, the actual item itself is ki'ilu, it's not there anymore. The foreign substance is mevatalit. Where do we find such a thing? There is a Gemara on the very last daf of Maseches Chagiga, Chavav Amidays. Chav Zayin is last daf, but it ends on Chav Zayin Amidal, so it counts last daf, right? In the very end of Maseches Chagiga. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that they used to warn Amei Haaretz when they would be Olal the Regel, don't touch the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? We don't want you to be Metame the Shulchan when you touch the Shulchan. So the Gemara says that the Shulchan can't be Mekabel Tome anyway, because it's Kli Eitz us with the Nachas. The Shulchan was made out of wood, and a wooden kli that is never meant to be moved can't be mekabel tuma. It's a kli etza asur l'nachas. So Gemara says it's not asur l'nachas. The shulchan is meant to be moved, because when the Olei Regalim would come, what would they do? They would want to show ruuchi baschem lefnei hamakom. Look how the Ribbono Shel Olam loves you. They would lift up the shulchan and show how fresh the Lechem HaPanim was, which was a major miracle that the Lechem HaPanim was fresh. You have to realize, Lechem HaPanim was a tefach tall, and it was matzah, it wasn't chametz. So imagine, you have no leavening agent, nothing to make it rise, and if you ever had Sephardi matzahs, which are like less than an inch thick, they're not thick at all, but if you leave them out of the freezer for like an hour, they become bricks, right? So can you imagine, matzahs that are 3 inches high should be giant bricks after like an hour, and a week later they were still fresh, they were still soft. So they wanted to show Klal Yisrael the miracles that were happening. They would lift up the shulchan and they would say, Ruuchi baschem lefnei hamakom. So it is meant to be metaltel, and that's why it can be mekabel tuma. So Gemara says, anyway, it's mekabel tuma, even if they wouldn't have lifted up, because it's a kli eitz. Because it's not a kli eitz. A kli eitz that's asur l'nachas is not mekabel tuma. But the shulchan's not a kli eitz. The shulchan's a kli mateches. What do I mean, a kli mateches, says the Gemara? Because it was eitz on the inside, but it was coated with gold. So doesn't that make it a kli mateches? And the Gemara goes on to say that even if the gold coating was a tzipui she'eno omed, was a very thin coating, even if the wood is very expensive wood, it doesn't matter. It's still considered a kli mateches. And the conclusion of the Gemara is a shiny shulchan drachmana karya eitz. That's a special gzeiras hakasav that the shulchan is called eitz. But the general rule is that even if it's very expensive wood underneath and the tiniest, thinnest coating of gold that's eino omed me'elov that couldn't stand on its own on the outside, it would still be called the kli mateches. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Chesam and Beis, says that tzipan zahav, if you have gold on your bottom of your tefillin, or you have the skin of a non-kosher animal on your tefillin, psulos, it's going to be pasul. So Beis Yosef discusses in Siman Lamed Beis whether this means that you don't use regular or behemah tara at all to make your batim, and the case is that instead of regular batim, you're using gold or non-kosher animals, or does it mean, no, you have your regular batim, but then you cover them with gold. And he concludes that we're talking about when you have regular batim and you cover the existing batim ksherim with arbei matameo or with zahav. And he says that that's the mashmaos of the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Tefillin, Halachat Hasbav, that it means that even if you have kosher batim, but you cover them with something else, it's going to be a problem. Why is it going to be a problem? So it could be that it's a problem because in a bias row pnei ha'avir, because the batim and the tefillin are no longer exposed to the air, which would not be a problem for the ritzuos. Or it could be a problem of what we're saying in the Gemara Chagiga, that the tzipoy becomes the ikker, that which you've covered it with becomes the ikker, and that which is underneath is as if it's not there anymore. And that would be a problem with ritzuos as well, by putting an extra layer on the outside. So can we derive from here that an extra coating will ruin ritzuos because it's going to be batel? So certainly if the concern of tzipan zayev is only on account of ro'a pnei avir, then there would be nothing to worry about by ritzuos. But if the concern is that the tzipoy is mevatel the ritzua, then there's what to discuss. So this is the topic of the very first tshuva in the Sefer Nodav Yehuda. In Nodav Yehuda Madura Kama Simen Aleph, he makes several points to be makel about a shine that they would put on the tefillin. Now apparently, in Kol Chadash Tachas HaShemesh, people are always, Klal Yisrael love our mitzvah so much, we want to have the most beautiful mitzvahs. So we want to have beautiful tefillin. So from we're always trying to come up with ways to make our tefillin look as beautiful as possible. So in Nodav Yehuda, he had a shaila about this, that they would paint the outside of the batim with something. So no, the Biyuda makes several points why he thinks he could be makel about a shine that they would put on the outside of the tefillin, and all of his points would lead us to believe that our question with the Ritzuos is not an issue at all. First, says no, the Biyuda, the Beis Yosef was medayek incorrectly from the Rambam. That Beis Yosef that we just quoted, that having the tzipoy on the outside ruins it, and the Beis Yosef says v'chein kas v'Rambam, says no, the Biyuda, look inside that Rambam. You'll see that the problem of tzipon zav is when the batim are made out of gold, not when there's gold on the outside of kasher batim. Second of all, he says even if the tzipoy is gold, that's only possible because it's much more chashuv than the tefillin. There's a big difference between a tzipoy of gold and a tzipoy of some plastic that peels off. If it's gold, it becomes the ikker and it will be mevatel that's underneath it. If it's just some cheap plastic, that's not going to become the ikker. And he says only a tas shel zahav, which is substantial and independent of the batim, would be a problem. But a thin gold paint would be fine, and therefore thin black paint would be fine as well. So Nadav Yehuda is famously makil on this shaila. However, Nadav Yehuda is being makil by saying that he disagrees with the Beis Yosef. That's no small thing. Beis Yosef wrote some pretty important books, you know, Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch. So this is difficult. So who disagrees with the Nadav Yehuda? A lot of people, but mostly the Nishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam in Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yud Dalet, Sivkat and Gimel, rejects the Nadav Yehuda, paskins like a Beis Yosef, and says that Tzipan Zahav means that there is a gold coating on top of the regular batim, and he writes, Chayadam writes, Nishmas Adam is a Chayadam, he said that he peeled them, and they came off whole, and it's therefore a real tzipoy, and when it's Dovuk Yachad, that's a tzipoy, and these batim are puzzle. And even if you tina that it's noy, we don't know what's considered noy, what's nice, what's not nice. Im shachar amarachmana, glance mi amarachmana, says the Nishmas Adam, just because the Torah says it's got to be, the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim says, it's got to be black. Does it say it needs to be shiny? That I don't know that that's nicer. Just because it's nicer to you, it doesn't mean that that's nicer. Hidur isn't always what's nicer to our feelings. It's what's nicer according to the halacha. I don't know. I would have thought a smooth esrog is a nicer esrog. But the halacha says a bumpier esrog. I don't know what's considered nicer. So you have to learn a little bit about hidur mitzvah. It could be that there is some subjective hidur as well. That not everything is objective when it comes to hidur. Anyways, Chayadim says that he sent his tshuva to the base mayor, who sent back a tshuva that he had sent to Rikiv Eger, and that he was mechavin to almost everything the base mayor said, and that if it appeals, you have to be machmir against the Nadav Yehuda. So now, according to Rabbi Kleinman Shlita, this is a problem even before it starts peeling, because it's being mevatel the actual ritzua itself. You don't have a ritzua, you have this black coating that's mevatel the ritzua. And he claims most ritzuos are made with some type of shine. Well, that's naturally true. If you look around, you see most ritzuos have some sort of gleam to them. And according to Rav Kleinman, many of those can be peeled off if you just try hard enough and you get a good enough start with the knife, you'll be able to peel the rest off. And we should only get certain types of ritzuos made by Shamborsky, which don't have any shine to them and are just totally black. And those are the only ritzuos that are kosher in the world today. Rabbi Mendelitz, the author of Inside Stam, said that in Lakewood, he told me that in Lakewood they tested 600 ritzuos to see if they can peel, see if they would peel, and 589 of them would not peel, did not peel. So he said it could be that Rabbi Kleinman got unlucky, that the two that he tried peeled right off, but the overwhelming majority do not have this problem that they peel right off. It's not even a miyut. It's not a miyut hamatsui that would peel off, and therefore we can rely on the overwhelming majority of ritzuos made by reliable people who aren't using behemoth tomato or anything else. And if it starts peeling, then probably it's time for new ritzuos. So in conclusion, we said that there are three issues, but really there's only one issue. Chatzitza makes no sense over here, and the blackness is probably fine if it was painted and not dishonestly steamed on. The only real issue is the tzipoy issue, and this boils down to a machlokas in mitzius. Rabbi Kleinman assumes that the mitzius is that there's a layer of lacquer on top of the ritzua, whereas Rabbi Mendelitz says that since it's smeared on as a liquid and it gets absorbed into the ritzua, it's not this separate layer that peels right off. And even if Rabbi Kleinman's mitzius is correct, which seems to be based more on his personal experience with a couple of ritzuos, as opposed to Rabbi Mendelitz's Metzius, which is based on 600 Ritzuos that were tested, even if that Metzius is correct, if you hold like the Minod Behuda, it's fine anyway. So maybe it's a Sfek Seika, I don't know. But I'm scratching the surface. I'm interested in, I'll try to call Rabbi Reisman. I tried to call Rabbi Kleinman this morning. He understandably doesn't carry around the phone all day, doesn't want to be hacked all day probably. But this is just like an opening to the discussion. I'm sure there's more here, and I'm not drawing any absolute conclusions. But al regel achas, it seems that most of us can continue wearing our tefillin unless you see that it starts and saying a bracha on it. Unless you see that it starts peeling, then we should probably get new ritzuos.